हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् श्री महागणपतये नमः ओम् गणानाम् ओम् शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ओम् भद्रं कर्णेभिश्रुणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैः स्तुष्टुवागंसस्तनूभिः व्यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. नौ वी आर सीइंग द मुंडक उपनिषद वेर द ऋषिः इन हिज टीचिंग डिस्कसेस द कर्म. When you say karma, it literally means action, but here we are actually discussing the limitations of the Vedic rituals, including the Vedic meditation. Some people may not like to hear that limitation of meditation. But what can I do? The Shastram does talk about it. I have to tell you. The limitation of any action, any karma, including meditation. Because meditation is a mental activity. The performance of ritual involves both body and speech. Because it's chanting of mantras is a oral activity. And offering of oblations, etc. is included in physical activities. So there are threefold aspects. Kayikam karma, vachikam karma, manasam karma. All these three are involved in any activity. Especially in the performance of ritual. So the Upanishad, which glorified talking very highly of the performance of ritual, presenting the benefits of performance of rituals, again here the same Upanishad points out the limitations of karma, what these rituals cannot give us. It's not simply telling, oh, performance of rituals or practice of meditation will not help you attain moksha. So we must be convinced of this fact. So Upanishad actually really discusses here. So last class we read this mantra, ninth mantra. We'll read the ninth mantra once and we'll move on to the tenth mantra.
अविद्यायाम् बहुधा वर्तमानाः अविद्यायाम् बहुधा वर्तमानाः वयम् कृतार्था इत्यभिमन्यन्ति बालाः वयम् कृतार्था इत्यभिमन्यन्ति बालाः यत्कर्मिणो न प्रवेदयन्ति रागात् यत्कर्मिणो न प्रवेदयन्ति रागात् तेनातुराः क्षीणलोकाश्च्यवन्ते क्षीणलोकाश्च्यवन्ते.
उपनिषद् इन् दिस् मन्त्र talks about the person who is ignorant of ignorance. The person who is ignorant of the ignorance of the self, who does not know, he does not know the importance of self-knowledge. Because he does not have purushartha nischayaha. He is not definite about his ultimate end being moksha. He does not understand how moksha implies happiness, which is one common human absolute choiceless end. Even though he wants happiness. And because of their scholarship in other fields, other disciplines, they think they know. So the person being ignorant who thinks he knows, who has a false knowledge that he knows, then there's no way of having his ignorance resolved. Therefore, we saw such people are bahudha avidyayam vartamanaha. They remain in ignorance with too many wrong notions about the self and the world. Definitely, the person of self-ignorance does entertain wrong notions about the self and also about the world. Because Shastram says, how can the notions you entertain about yourself and the world can be correct? Because there is erroneous perception of the self and the world. Your perception of the world may be relatively correct, but may be sometimes correct, sometimes may not be relatively also correct. But absolutely, your perception of the world is incorrect. And your perception of the self itself is incorrect. Therefore, the perception itself is wrong. How can the notions born of the or the decisions, the notions based on your perception be right? Not that they're wrong. And therefore the notions are not too many notions also. All notions, so many projections. All jiva srishta dvaitam. So here, Mantra Upanishad says, avidyayam bahudha vartamanaha, remaining in ignorance. Not simply, all of us are born ignorant. Nothing wrong in being ignorant. It is not a crime to be ignorant. It is natural, very natural for us to be ignorant. But somewhere, no, we must be aware of our ignorance. And for which some punyam you need. And here remaining steeped in ignorance and entertaining all varieties of notions. And these people, vayam krutarthaha, because we have really accomplished people. This is what they think. And why do they think they are accomplished people? See, until and unless you attain the knowledge of the self, any attainment of any accomplishment of any great end within the realm of the world, or a relative end, it's a relative accomplishment. It is impermanent. It is not permanent. Even how many of our awards and you get also, all of them are relative accomplishments. Even if you financially do well in this world, there's also a relative accomplishment. You have got very good family, relative accomplishment, relative success. You got good children and they're doing well, relative accomplishment. It's all good. It's all Bhagavan's grace. Because of Bhagavan's grace, because of punya karma, it is possible for us to enjoy any such comforts, good things in this world. We can enjoy. But that doesn't make a person of absolute achievement and success. And to know that, one must be aware of what I have yet to accomplish, what is the absolute end, how moksha is the absolute end, what moksha means, how it is ultimate end, how it is a choiceless end, must become very clear. Otherwise, people will remain steeped in ignorance, thinking they are really accomplished people. And those people are immature. They are not wrong, bad people. They are immature people. One beautiful thing we all have to learn from Shastram is, Shastram never criticizes, condemns somebody as a bad person, wrong person. What Shastram says is they are immature people. When Shastram says somebody is immature, which means there's a possibility of their becoming mature. And whoever is mature also must have been once upon a time immature. Therefore, nothing to feel superior about the immature person, nothing to feel inferior about the immature person, but we can only pity the immature people. So they are Upanishad pities, okay? The immature sympathizes, okay? The immature people, therefore Upanishad, without any hesitation, uses the expression balaha. And they do not know, these people, there's no possibility of them coming to know of this fact also, because there's so much attached to the performance of rituals, performance of actions, and accomplishing attaining the results, attached results of actions also. Therefore, these strong attachment to the karma and the karma palam again prevents them from coming to know of this fact that is absolute end moksha, which has to be accomplished only through knowledge. And such people are aturaha. They are the people who become subject to all forms of afflictions, and they, even if they go to higher lokas, because of the punyam they earn through this karma and their rituals, etc. And they, once the punyam gets exhausted, they really slip away from those higher loka. Which means they continue to remain ignorant, they continue to remain bound in samsara. That's what Upanishad presents in the 19th mantra. Now we move, 9th mantra. We will move on to the 10th mantra, which is today's class.
इष्टापूर्तं मन्यमानाः वरिष्ठम् इष्टापूर्तं मन्यमाना वरिष्ठम्
मन्यमानाः विसर्ग इज ड्रॉप्ड रिमेंबर व्हेनेवर विसर्ग इज प्रिसीडेड व्हेन आकार लॉन्ग आकार प्रिसीड्स विसर्ग द विसर्ग गेट्स ड्रॉप्ड ऑप्शनली ड्रॉप्ड
इष्टापूर्तं मन्यमाना वरिष्ठम् 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 नान्यच्छ्रेयो नान्यच्छ्रेयो वेदयन्ते प्रमोढाः
आई थिंक कृष्णा जोसेफ डजंट हैव
नान्यच्छ्रेयो वेदयन्ते प्रमोढाः नान्यच्छ्रेयो वेदयन्ते प्रमोढाः नान्यच्छ्रेयो नान्यच्छ्रेयो वेदयन्ते प्रमोढाः वेदयन्ते प्रमोढाः
Okay, thanks. ते सुकृते नु भूत्वा ते सुकृते नु भूत्वा नाकस्य पृष्ठे ते सुकृते नु भूत्वा ते सुकृते नु भूत्वा इमं लोकं हीनतरं वा विशन्ति इमं लोकं हीनतरं वा विशन्ति इमं लोकं हीनतरं वा विशन्ति
इमं लोकं
हीनतरं वा विशन्ति इष्टापूर्तं मन्यमाना वरिष्ठम्
इष्टापूर्तं
मन्यमाना वरिष्ठम् नान्यच्छ्रेयो वेदयन्ते प्रमूढाः
नान्यश्रेयो
वेदयन्ते प्रमूढाः नाकस्य पृष्ठे ते नाकस्य पृष्ठे ते सुकृते नु भूत्वा सुकृते नु भूत्वा नाकस्य पृष्ठे ते नाकस्य पृष्ठे ते सुकृते नु भूत्वा सुकृते नु भूत्वा इमं लोकं हीनतरं वा विशन्ति हीनतरं वा विशन्ति इमं लोकं हीनतरं वा विशन्ति
इमं
लोकं हीनतरं वा विशन्ति सो हैविंग डिस्कस्ड द लिमिटेशंस ऑफ द रिजल्ट्स ऑफ परफॉर्मेंस ऑफ रिचुअल्स Now Upanishad wants to include along with those rituals in this mantra even other social service activities. Should we involve ourselves in social service activities, public, activities or not? Of course, definitely we should involve ourselves in social service activities. We must do some reaching out activities. We must definitely contribute for the well-being of society through our activities. There must be our contribution to society must be in keeping with or much more than our consumption. So definitely, Shastram does emphasize that. But there are people who think, so this expression, Naraseva Narayana Seva, Manishya Seva Madhava Seva. So we want to do some reach, we want to involve ourselves in some reaching out activities, because when we see others suffering and we want to really we suffer. When we see others suffering, we suffer. Therefore, we reach out to other people. When Swamiji used to define compassion. Compassion is expression of one's effort to get rid of the pain one goes through seeing other person suffering. So we want to do, this is all very good. Nothing wrong. We must. But some people think just doing only seva is enough. Because there is some joy, definitely there is joy. And one must be highly sensitive, highly mature. To certain degree of maturity must be there, certain degree of evolution must be there. Only then a person can wholeheartedly involve oneself, the sensitivity, involve oneself in such activities. The sensitivity is such that you see others suffering and you feel others' pain. Therefore, you reach out to the people who are suffering. That's fine. But that's why even people like Baba, Mahatmas emphasize the service because they very important because to drive away tamas in us, definitely we have to involve yourself in some activities. People are not ready for jnanam. So how to prepare your mind for jnanam? You have to become subtle, for which tamas has to go. Therefore, Mahatmas always guide people to involve themselves in lot of service activities, because to drive the tamas away so that they'll be prepared for attainment of jnanam. That's a proper guidance. That is different. But here, there are people who think only social service activities will help me attain moksha. Because they think that's enough. That is the end of everything. They do not think of the importance of discovering freedom. They get stuck there. They're very nice people, they deserve reverence and respect, but still, unfortunately, they lose. What they miss is they do not attain moksha, because they think social service itself will help them attain moksha. That, so Upanishad condemns such people here. Let us see before that. There are some people, manyamanaha. Manyamanaha means who are thinking, who are considering. Manyamanaha is a shanach pratyanta shabda. Let me tell you. Shanach pratyanta shabda. It means manyamanaha. Considering. Thinking. And who are these people who are considering? And what are they considering? It is pramudaha. Not simply mudaha. Mudaha, deluded. Pramudaha, highly deluded people. Highly deluded people, because they're so obsessed with their commitment to social service activities, and they do not see the importance of attainment of knowledge. Therefore, actually, pramudaha, highly deluded people, they are thinking. What do they think? Ishtapurtam varishtam. Varishtam means the most exalted, greatest, highest, superlative degree. Varishtam. Varaha variyan varishtam. You know, like that we have. Varishtam means the most superior, most exalted, greatest. They consider, what do they consider as greatest, most exalted, most superior, most important? Ishtapurtam. What is Ishtapurtam? The word Ishta. Ishta is a past passive participle derived from the root yaj, to worship, which means to worship. Your Ishta means worship. Ishtam karma. The word Ishta derived from the root ish, ichati, no? That is desired. Here the word Ishtam does not mean a desired. Ishtam means worship. So Ishtam karma means all karmas enjoined by the Veda Shastram. The word Ishtam karma, it can be a performance of a fire ritual. Ishtam karma means performance of a fire ritual, chanting of Veda mantras, offering oblations, invocation of devatas, or involvement in Panchamahabhut, any sort of. So all forms of activities, rituals prescribed, enjoined in the Veda Shastram, come under the category of Ishtam Karma. Ishtam Karma. Now, Purtam Karma. Ishtam Karma, Purtam Karma. Upaya presents together as Ishta Purtam. Purtam means, in fact, Ishtam Karma can be said to be Shrauta Karma. Shrauta Karma means what? The word Shrutihi means Veda. So the karmas, activities, rituals, etc. enjoined in the Shrutihi, Veda, comes under the category of ஸ்ரௌதம் கர்ம, அதர்வைஸ் நோன் அஸ் ஸ்ரௌத கர்மாணி, ஸ்ருதி சம்பந்தி கர்மாணி, ஸ்ருதௌ விஹிதானி கர்மாணி, நோ ஸ்ரௌத கர்மாணி, ஸ்ரௌதம் கர்ம, ஸ்ரௌத கர்ம, ஸ்ரௌத கர்மாணி மீன்ஸ் தி ரிச்சுவல்ஸ் என்ஜாயின்ட், ஆல் ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் என்ஜாயின்ட் இன் தி வேத, பிரஸ்கிரைப்ட் வித் வேத. சௌத கர்ம, தட் இஸ் இஷ்டம் கர்ம, சௌத கர்ம இஸ் கால்ட் இஷ்டம் கர்ம. நோ பூர்த்தம் கர்ம மீன்ஸ் ஸ்மார்த்த கர்ம, ஸ்மார்த்த கர்ம மீன்ஸ் வாட், தி ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ் கர்ம பிரஸ்கிரைப்ட் பை தி ஸ்மிருதி, ஸ்மார்த்தம் கர்ம. வி ஹாவ் மெனி ஸ்மிருதிஸ், ஆபஸ்தம்ப ஸ்மிருதி, சோ மெனி ஸ்மிருதிஸ் ஆர் தர். ஸ்மார்த்த கர்மா மீன்ஸ் கர்மாஸ் என்ஜாயின்ட் இன் தி ஸ்மிருதி ஆர் கால்ட் ஸ்மார்த்த கர்மாஸ், அண்ட் தோஸ் கர்மாஸ் ஆர் பிரிஸ்கிரைப்ட் பை தி ஸ்மிருதி ஃபார் தி சோஷியல் வெல்பீயிங். இட் வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் டு டூ தோஸ் கர்மாஸ். See, always for the welfare of the public. Suppose our government is doing, but people also can do for the well-being of the entire society. This definition is given in the book itself. We'll see that. Vapi, if you want, I can tell you. If you go to page number 215, we go see there, and you can see that in Sanskrit it's written agnihotram tapah satyam vedanancha anupalanam. What is ishtam karma? Can you see page number 250? Oh, my book is different, isn't it?
143.
Okay, listen, this is not from Upanishad, it is a It's a quotation from Atri Samhita. Quotation from Atri Samhita, you can't find in your books, which defines, explains what is Ishtam Karma. Agnihotram Tapaha Satyam Vedanancha Anupalanam Atithyam Vaishvadevam ச இஷ்டம் இத்யபிதீயதே. இஷ்டம் இத்தி அபிதீயதே, தீஸ் ஐ டெல் யூ, ஐ ஷோ யூ, டோன்ட் வரி, வில் சி, ஐ எக்ஸ்பிளைன் எவ்ரி திங். இஷ்டம் இத்தி அபிதீயதே, வாட் இஸ் இஷ்டம் கர்ம? இட் இஸ் செட் டு பி, இட் இஸ் அபிதீயதே, இட் இஸ் நோன் அஸ் இஷ்டம் கர்ம. வாட் இஸ் பர்ஃபார்மன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஃபயர் ரிச்சுவல் சச் ஆஸ் அக்னிஹோத்திரம், performance of any fire ritual prescribed in the karma kanda of the veda such as agnihotram is a ishtam karma. Tapaha, being given to the practice of certain disciplines, practicing any disciplines enjoined in the karma shastram is also what tapaha, ishtam karma. Austerities, now satyam சத்தியம், அகெய்ன் சத்தியம் இன் திஸ் கான்டெக்ஸ்ட் மீன்ஸ் ஸ்டடியிங் தி ஸ்கிரிப்சர்ஸ், ஆல்சோ இஷ்ட கர்மா, இட்ஸ் ஆல்சோ வர்ஷிப். ஐ டெல் யூ டுடே வி ஆர் ஆல் வர்ஷிப்பிங் நவ், ஸ்டடியிங் தி உபனிஷத், லிசனிங் டு அன்ஃபோல்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் தி உபனிஷத் இஸ் ஆல்சோ வாட் யூ ஆல் வித் வேதசாஸ்திரம். Even though we have not studied the whole Veda, but still are studying Mundaka Upanishad, studying the Veda Mantra of the Upanishad, therefore we are all studying the Veda. We are with the Veda. Therefore, studying the scripture, you're learning to chant the Veda Mantras, like, is also what? Shautam Karma. It's called, there are two factors. வேதாத்யனம், Vedadhyayanam means learning to chant the Veda mantras. That's also Shautam karma, that's also Ishtam karma. Learning to chant the Veda mantras itself is a form of worship. Correctly. Learning to chant them and chanting them is a Ishtam karma. Now, understanding the meanings of mantras, by analyzing the mantras with the help of the teacher, is called Veda Mimamsa. This also Shautam karma. That's also so studying the Upanishads and then trying to understand the meanings is also what? A form of worship. It's also Ishtam karma. Then Vedanancha Anupalanam, preserving Veda, preservation of Vedas by studying them and retaining them, and also passing it on to the next generation. It's all what? All these activities. Not only that, Atithyam, hospitality. When a guest comes, you treat them properly. How a guest should be looked after? Giving food, giving shelter, sharing whatever you have in your house. That is Atithyam. That's also Shauta karma. Atithyam, not only ritual. Because Atithi Puja. See, when the guest is looked after well, not for months and months and years, okay? For a few days a guest comes and definitely, wholeheartedly, and you look after the person very well, you treat that's Atithi Puja. So that's also a form of worship only. Hospitality. Then Vaishwadevam. Vaishwadevam, worship of all devatas. All devatas. Like this, all this worship of devatas. In fact, even the Panchamaha Yajnas. There two Yajnas come here. Deva Yajnaha, Pitru Yajnaha. They all come under here, the category of Shautam karma, Shauta karmani. Called all different forms of worship. Ishtam karma. And we have seen the limitations of Ishtam karma in the previous mantras. Now what about Purtam karma? The Purtam karma also is beautifully defined. The definition of it is given from Atri Samhita. See the same page there. Vapi Kupa Tadagadi Devatayananicha Anna Pradhanam Aramaha Purtamityabhidiyate. What is Purtam karma? Purtam karma, you can say social service activities. Vapi means well. Kupaha also means well. Okay, those days, different types. People have to dig wells to get water. So the society can enjoy the water. Now every house has a bore well. And we find other person, neighbor. Because if I put other person has bore well, my bore will become empty. So now there's a big problem. But those days, they used to dig big wells so the water comes, people can use the water. So digging wells. And Tadagaha means ponds, lakes. They had to have ponds and lakes. Tadagaha means pond also lake. Sarovaraha, lakes. Because to have continuous water, you know, sustain the water also, you need to have those ponds. Apart from them, also mainly for for other cattle, you know, the cows and then goats and other, even deers and other cattle, they get very thirsty and then they need water. And for you also always giving water to even the cattle is very important punya karma for us. I see some cows even here. We keep water in the small containers outside the garden. Many houses they have the small pots. So bhuta yajna. So this is not only for human beings, also for cattle. Then devatayanani, temples, devatayanam. No? Devatayanam or devata ayatanam. You can say. Devatayanani means temples, like Devalayaha. See, in Vedic culture, even the Vedic period, there were no temples. There's no murti worship. But still, smarta, sorry, smriti. Later on, the retaining the spirit behind the worship, basic spirit behind the worship, without distorting that, and later on, enabling people to go and worship, to relate to Bhagavan, like how counseling center, every temple is a counseling center. And so many emotional issues. And we didn't never had people, paid counselors were not available. People can go to temples, stand in front of murtis, know that they can talk to Bhagavan. It's like talking to one's own self. You pour out. At least somebody has heard you. We can't, it's very difficult to find people who will hear your problems. You want to share, at least they're not going to change anything. Just pouring out everything what you have in your mind, you feel so relieved. It's a big seva. Yesterday I was talking to somebody, was talking to me about this, me being for working as a mediator. People need such services. And for us, temples were like places of mediation. Temples were like places of counseling, like counseling centers. And temples gave opportunity for people to go and remember Bhagavan, forgetting everything else. Simple people need to grow. So temples are so important. Before people also, some people, you know, building temples also comes under this purtam karma. Public welfare. For the public welfare, even building temples. Then annapradanam, annadanam. Annapradanam means what? Feeding poor people. Not only poor. Whoever is hungry, feeding the hungry. The person doesn't need to be poor or rich, okay? When somebody is hungry, he doesn't have food. If you can give food, you know, that's annapradanam. In Vedic culture, feeding is so important. Any puja will be kept only when you feed. That's why all the temples also, in London also people, all temples feed. Including I saw even our Sikh temples, they also feed. Even all temples, they feed. Because annapradanam, then aramaha. Aramaha means actually a place is constructed, maintained mainly for people to come and rest and relax. Especially like places like Choltris, when people go from villages traveling all the way to some temples and they get tired after, because traveling involves effort and strain, and after in the hot weather they travel and they go and they again stand in a queue, they worship, pray, and after eating they get very tired. They need to relax somewhere. So there are places for people to rest, like called Choltris, called Aramaha. Then, so construction of all these things. Now you can include, you know, free medical. Nowadays what you do? Lot of medical camps are run all over. Amazing help. Amazing. So many people benefit. And now people like Krishna Jinal, they participate in lots of medical camps. Very wonderful, beautiful things. So what I'm saying, all these social service activities and for public welfare come under the category of purtam karma. Is it good or wrong, good or bad? Very good, very important, Shastram does emphasize. But as long as we involve ourselves in social service activities 100% wholeheartedly, nothing wrong. But how we should do? We must do them for our antahkarna shuddhi. As long as we do any karma for our mental preparation, for knowledge, having moksha as the ultimate goal, and having attainment of knowledge of the truth as the ultimate goal, and to prepare our mind for jnanam, if I spare all my time, you know, concretely, constructively, in contributive activities, definitely that karma is very good. It becomes a yoga. Purtam karma should become yoga. Ishtam karma should become yoga. So religious activities, secular activities, ishtam karma, religious activities. Purtam karma, secular activities. And mundane day-to-day activities which you do for your own livelihood. Sacred activities. All these activities are very important. It is not, we should not ignore them. Whatever is possible within one's limit, definitely one must involve oneself in any reaching out activity. The thing is, why should we involve ourselves in activities? Because we have to grow emotionally. The karma should be used for our mental preparation. And how we should do the karma? There must be Isharpana Buddhihi, there must be Prasada Buddhihi, there must be commitment to live a life of Dharma, and always being 100% conscious of Dharma, living in conformity with the values. If we involve ourselves in any form of activities, Ishtam Karma or Purtam Karma, then all karmas serve their purpose. What? They contribute for preparing our mind for Jnanam. They result in antakarna shuddhi, then all these karmas become yoga, preparatory disciplines. It means a person must have purushartha nischeha. He must be convinced of the fact, I am living this life ultimately for moksha. Moksha is happiness, which is my choiceless end. There is no choice. I have to discover happiness. I don't want to be unhappy. There's a desperate need for dukkha nivritti. Definitely, if that is very clear, then a person also understands the connection between jnanam and moksha. Knowledge of the truth, obtaining as my own self, atma jnanam, self-knowledge is the only means of attaining moksha. Self-knowledge itself is moksha. Knowledge and moksha are identical. This is a fact which we have been understanding from the introductory classes. If that is very clear, then all these karmas, purtam karma, ishtam karma, all of them are for what? For preparing my mind for jnanam. If that is very clear, with this clarity a person involves oneself in all these karmas, then it becomes a karma yoga. Beautiful. But what happens? People who do not have purushartha nischeha, who do not know the value of jnanam, who do not understand the importance of the shastram, who do not understand the importance and the greatness of the scripture also, they're good people because some goodness, they want to involve themselves in all public work, social service activities. They're good people, great people. But the problem is, they're deluded. They're good people, but without clarity. They're really evolved people, but deluded, confused. Why? There's no purushartha nischeha. And what do they think? Ishtapurtam varishtam manyante. Such people, purushartha nischaya rahitaha. People who do not have purushartha nischaya, who do not know the value of jnanam, and such people, ishtapurtam varishtam manyante, they consider what? This ishtapurtam karma, this religious activities, or performance of rituals, or even social service activities, are really exalted, greatest. Varishtam, greatest. Why? Pramudhaha, they are deluded. And na anyate shreyaha vedayante. Anyate shreyaha na vedayante. Apart from this ishtam karma and purtam karma, they think there's nothing better, nothing greater than this, nothing more exalted, nothing greater than this performance of rituals or social service activities. Purtam karma. அன்யத் ஸ்ரேயஹ ந வேதயந்தே. தே டு நாட் நோ எனிதிங் கிரேட்டர், பிகர், பெட்டர் தேன் திஸ். There's something better than this, something greater than this, something more superior to this. What is that? Attainment of jnanam. Anyat shreyaha na vedayante pramudhaha. And such people, what happens to them? They spend whole life, the total commitment, and people, that's what they call workaholics. Workaholic, they're the expression, isn't it? They're so obsessed with their activities, and they also get some rewards also for the work they do. Again, that make them really more intoxicated in such works. In a sense, and they involve themselves, you know, they get so many awards worldwide, that president gives, this president gives. It's possible. And then because the good work is acknowledged, they recognized. When the more they are recognized, the more famous they also become, the more they involve themselves in good work. They are doing good work. They are not bad people. Definitely not at all bad people. They deserve great reverence. But the problem is, they do not look after. There's something called self-negligence. No self-negligence. You work for society's well-being all the time, and you seek, even there some selfishness is there. Swamiji always says, very, very correctly makes us think, even social service activity, is it selfless activity, selfish activity? We all think selfless activity. Of course, social service activities are selfless activities. Why? Because we are thinking of the well-being of others. Therefore, selfless activities we think, but selflessly selfish. Any social service is what, you are not absolutely selfless person. You are selflessly selfish, which means you are intelligently selfish. Why? By doing good karma, by contributing others' happiness and joy, by helping others, by removing others' suffering and worries, and you derive some joy there. Isn't it? Ultimately, you do it for your own happiness. Isn't it? In helping others also, you discover your joy. Some joy is there. Ultimately, you do it for your own happiness. That is why Pujya Swamiji used to say, there is no seva which is absolutely selfless seva. Selflessness, when you do something selflessly, you are intelligently selfish. When you do something selfishly, with selfishness, then you are foolishly selfish. Okay? There is no such thing called selflessness at all. That is very important. So, but these people are really selfless people. Great people who deserve reverence because they are always thinking of the well-being of others, social well-being, and they get obsessed with such activities. They do only that thinking there's nothing greater, bigger than doing social service activities and performing rituals and worshipping, because we also do everything enjoined in the Veda. So they do not see the importance of Upanishads. They get stuck, you know, in karmakanda itself. And such people, pramudhaha, they do perform the whole life, they involve themselves only in activities, activities, activities. We must involve ourselves in activities. We must also gradually learn to refrain from activities. But not when you are very young. Okay, definitely not. This is where when this teaching you have understood correctly, and many people in the young age want to become sannyasis. Not sannyasis, they're not ready for sannyasa. Oh, Shastram says, let me take sannyasa, not do anything. And become, then government's parasite. So, that is not allowed. So, definitely we must be doing. So, here, but these people do so much, but what happened? They neglect themselves. What is neglecting? Self-negligence? You do all the time for society's well-being. You do not take care of yourself. Which means your ajnanam continues to be there. Any amount of social service, any amount of performance of rituals, prayers and worship definitely will help you earn abundance and abundance of punyam. No doubt. They'll all be later on translated into the experience of pleasures, no doubt. But still, ajnanam will continue to be there. The punyam is incapable of removing your ignorance. Therefore, as long as ajnanam is there, you cannot help error in your perception. You cannot help being erroneous in your perception. As long as there is error in your perception, you cannot delete the wrong notions. And as long as wrong notions are there, whatever you do, there will be dissatisfaction, there will be unhappiness, there will be kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya, you cannot help. These six enemies will be sitting. Therefore, there is no such a thing called absolute peace. So people say we discover peace in serving the society. No. I'm not saying Shastram says serve the society. Do all good to the society to prepare your mind for your well-being. Okay? Not for society's well-being. You have to do good karma. You have to do choicelessly all good karma, punya karma. You have to think of others' well-being definitely for preparing your own mind for your well-being, not only for others. That's why there's selfishness involved, okay? You are doing seva to prepare your mind ultimately for jnanam, which itself is moksha. Therefore, do that, but understand that itself is not enough. Because if you take only seva and karma as the ultimate, then nothing greater than enjoying the results of actions, then you are definitely neglecting yourself. There is self-negligence. Your moksha is not there, not possible. And these people, anyate shreyaha pramudhaha na pravedayante. What happens to such people? Of course, all the good work they do selflessly helps them earn abundance of punyam. And with a load of punyam, what happens? That punyam has to be exhausted. And that punyam definitely helps them enjoy even the heavenly pleasures. Definitely they will be blessed with enjoyment of heavenly pleasures, no doubt. Shastram says, Nakasya Prishthe. Prishtham literally means back. Okay? And you have the word Swargaha, you would have heard already. Swargaha means heaven. But a new word you are hearing in this mantra, Nakaha. Why Nakaha? Why Nakaha? Heaven is called Nakaha. Why heaven is called Nakaha? I request you not to send any messages or informations during the class. Because they will be distracting here. Disturbing also. So, Nakaha means heaven. Please understand here. Akam means happiness. Akam means happiness. Na akam. Kam means happiness. It's a kam. Just one letter. One letter kam means happiness. Kam. Only one syllable. Kam means happiness. Na kam is what? Satyam asatyam. Akam means what? Dukkam. Kam happiness. Akam dukkam. Like satyam asatyam. Real, unreal you say? Like that. Kam happiness. Akam dukkam. Kam means sukham. Akam means dukkham. லகர்த்திம் அசந்தியம் அண்ட் ந அகம் யத்ர த பிளேஸ் வேர் தர் இஸ் நோ அகம் நோ துக்கம் இஸ் கால்ட் வாட் நாகஹ. இஸ் இட் கிளியர் நவ்? யூ ஹேவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். கம் சுகம் அகம் துக்கம் ந துக்கம் ந அகம் யத்ர வாட் நவ் நாகஹ. இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? நாகஹ. நோ நாகஸ்ய பிருஷ்டம் அட் த பேக் ஆஃப் ஹெவன் லிட்டில் மீனிங் பட் வி ஷுட் டேக் இட் அஸ் இன் தி ஹெவன். நாகஸ்ய பிருஷ்டம் மீன்ஸ் அட் த ஹையஸ்ட் நோ யூ கேன் சே த மிடில் ஆஃப் ஹெவன் அட் த பேக் ஆஃப் ஹெவன் த டாப் மோஸ்ட் பிளேஸ் ஆஃப் ஹெவன் ஈவன் இன் ஹெவன் டாப் மோஸ்ட் பிளேஸ். பிருஷ்டம் லிட்ரலி மீன்ஸ் பேக். யூ ஆல் கேன் டச் யுவர் பேக் அண்ட் சே மம பிருஷ்டம். பிருஷ்டம் மீன்ஸ் பேக். பட் நாகஸ் பிருஷ்டம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பேக் ஆஃப் த ஹெவன் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? சோ இன் தி ஹெவன் தி மிடில் ஆஃப் ஹெவன் த டாப் மோஸ்ட் பிளேஸ் ஆஃப் அ ஹெவன் த இன் தி ஹெவன் ஆல்சோ வெரி குட் பிளேஸ் இசன்ட் இட்? யூ கேன் சே தட் வே. சோ நாகஸ் பிருஷ்டே டோன்ட் ஆஸ்க் மீ வெதர் ஐ ஹவ் சீன். ஓகே நாகஸ் பிருஷ்டே தோஸ் பீப்புள் தே தே மீன்ஸ் தே those people which people ye ishtapurtam varishtam anyamanaah anyat shreyah na vedayante pramodaah those people sukrute anubhutva sukrutam means what? Punyam. They having enjoyed, having gone to higher lokas, having enjoyed the punyam, having exhausted the punyam, they have earned as a result of their karma in the enjoyment of pleasures, heavenly pleasures. sukrute anubhutva. Two types of sukrutam. ishta karma also must have produced sukrutam. Purta karma also must have produced punyam. Therefore sukrute anubhuya, it must be anubhuya. Actually, bhutva, anu is a prefix. It must have been anubhuya, but it's a Vedic usage. Chandasa prayogaha. Anubhuya is wrong in conventional language. You must write anubhuya, having enjoyed, having experienced. But here, anubhutva is there. It is only allowed in the Veda mantra. In conventional language, it must have been anubhuya. Not anubhutva. Is it clear? So having enjoyed the pleasures, heavenly pleasures, as a result of the punyam they've earned through their karma, all good karma, what happens? After the exhaustion of punya karma, they definitely come back to this world as again ignorant human beings. Assuming a human body, again they come back in this world like before as an ignorant individual. Which means they continue to be ignorant. Imam lokam vishanti. They enter into this world. Imam lokam means this world of human beings. Imam lokam indicates this world of human beings. They enter into this world of human beings means they are born again as human beings. When? After having enjoyed all pleasures in higher loka, in heaven. Nakasya prishte sukrutam anubhuya, sukrute anubhuya, sukrute anubhutva. Imam lokam vishanti. When do they come back? When do they enter into this world of human beings? As they are born again assuming the human body. When the punyam gets exhausted. So here Upanishad is very happy to reveal the fact any amount of punyam you acquire. whatever service you do, whatever worship you do, whatever ritual you do, okay, any puja you do, doesn't matter. All that you can do, you can accumulate punyam, and having that punyam, you can exhaust the punyam in the form of enjoyment of pleasures in this world or even the higher worlds. But once there will be a day, punyam will get exhausted. Once the punyam becomes nil in your account, and definitely you have to be born again in this world. This is a fact. This is where we understand our helplessness. Understand the limitation of karma. So you must aspire for jnanam. And it's not enough you aspire for jnanam. You must accept shastram as the pramanam. It is not enough you study shastram. You must not do independent study. You must study with sampradaya with. That is also not enough. You must take care of your mind. You must see that your mind is adequately prepared for enjoying the benefit of this knowledge. Therefore, do karma as yoga. Okay? Not simply taking this as the ultimate end. Though so that you look after yourself. It is called looking after oneself. Minding one's own business and taking care of one's own self is very important, because Shastram says, as long as you are here as a restless individual, and you will be continuously disturbed. And as long as you are disturbed and you will be contributing generously for the disturbance of others. Others will be disturbed by you. If you want to contribute for the world peace or others' peace, first of all, you discover your peace. Okay? That is greatest seva. So, imam lokam vishanti. Now he says what? Sometimes, even after having earned so much of punyam by good karma, abundance of good karma, having gone to highest worlds also, enjoying heavenly pleasures also, when the punyam gets exhausted, suppose the next set of prarabdha karma phalam is a bad prarabdha karma phalam, and as a possibility of not getting human body also, and you may get even the bodies of inferior beings. Hinataram va vishanti. There is no guarantee you will get definitely only human physical body. Hinataram va. I am not saying definitely you will get a hinataram. Hinataram means what? You know, the bodies, the person, those people will assume, there is a possibility of assuming even the physical forms of inferior order, which where you will not be eligible for attaining moksha. Just exhaustive apartment. The possibility. So what he says, having enjoyed the greatest pleasure, again going back to the lowest level, is in fact worse. Isn't it? Is worse than in assuming a body. Worst in fact. Hinataram va vishanti. So why does Upanishad say this? This is a fact, Upanishad says. Even though, because Upanishad says it is a fact, but for us it's a matter for belief. It's a non-verifiable fact. But even though it's a non-verifiable fact, it's a matter for belief. We because of Shraddha in Vedanta Shastram, we do accept it. Why? Because what Upanishad say talks about jnanam, the nature of reality discussed in Upanishad is all verifiable facts. Right now, as you are listening, as you are understanding, you can verify what the reality is, and how the reality is of the nature of this knowledge, how it is of the nature of limitlessness, how it is permanent, and all this, the nature of reality unfolded. Revealed to the words of the Shastram, this is a fact which is verifiable. And this moksha, the all purusharthas discussed, moksha being the choiceless end is actually is a fact. You can understand, analyze the Purusharthas, understand the fact. Therefore, Upanishad also teaches, Vedashastram teaches the verifiable facts also. Therefore, even the non-verifiable facts, Upanishad teaches, discusses also, even though it's difficult for us to understand, accept them as facts because they're non-verifiable, they're matter for belief, but what Shastram says is a fact. Okay? Otherwise, any heaven-going idea is a non-verifiable matter for belief. It is not a fact. But here Shastram says, because there is a logic involved, how ajnanam is the root cause of samsara. Explaining. If ajnanam is the root cause of samsara, ajnanam has to be resolved. And if ajnanam has to be resolved, what you need is only jnanam, not karma or karma phalam. Then why do we need karma? Karma we need to live this life. Until the attainment of jnanam, we have to do karma. You have to, artha kamas are needed, you have to karma for artha kamas. At the same time, you have to prepare your mind for jnanam. Mental preparation required for jnanam takes time. See, in jnanam, there will be absolute maturity. But until jnanam, you must be relatively mature, for which we have to consciously live a life of dharma. We have to live values, you must do karma. Dharma needs expression through your actions. Therefore, karma is important. At the same time, don't take karma as the ultimate goal. Don't take enjoyment of karma phalam as the ultimate goal. Which means, you are fooling yourself. You serve the world, please the world, and you neglect yourself. Self-negligence is the worst thing one should do. Okay? We'll continue in the next class. Okay. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.